Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Pull up this, but something. But them style are 19, something.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't be a table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. That I anoint my head with oil, my cup run it over. Not the more the pressure where we bear, or we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt it thinking it no fear, uno judgment is in near. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. He get rope on you them. Babylon, you want to shoot them. Tell him a Bobo, he'll go make Emmanuel recruit them. Them never know when me a trot, when me used to step it with me back. Me spot them a susu and a trot, and a girl look me name. Tell me and go drop them like the lane. Them a set up for me, but me give man can't claim. Deep in at the pet, them a go shame. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Don't prepare a table in front of me, in the presence of my enemy. Jah anoint my head with oil, my cup run is over. Love the more the pressure where we bear, how we deal with the struggle out there. Uno corrupt it thinking it no fear, uno judgment is in near. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. Deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me. The Most High deliver me to my troubles and trials. He comfort me.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natzea al hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
Selassie is my light and my salvation. So no evil I shall fear with the king beside me. Element 30. I set the way to the most high. The most high job of everything you're doing. It's the most high. This is where I'm going. Praise to the Most High. Most High Jah for each and every blessing. Praise to the Most High. I and I give glory to the prophet, to the priest and me. And this is why man are chanting wherever you're planted. Be life and creation, the bingy man standing. Hey, Babylon and them up to your back bandits. Man a rebel, be life not a man, I just see me rampant. Time to Lucifer and try to tempt me. Enough time me could abide the Benz or the Bentley. A lucky thing, me never answer to what you done said me. Cause only I alone and I can't help me. Glory to the Most High. Come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High. And this is what man a pray for. Cause life is a treasure. Give up the land back what belongs to Caesar. Sure when me come to me God dash with my Caesar. They don't have no precept, no for them moving to Pisa. Even them artists can't even speak more than a cheaper. Them just start to lash and start one feet move up like Caesar. What kind of attitude is that? Glory to the Most High, the Most High Jah for everything you're doing. Glory to the Most High, I'm on Zion. I'm not chanting wherever
Last year I lived and reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Ja.
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 Ja. Let's go.
I and I carry you, Cha Cha, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand, you know, Cha Cha, never let me go. I and I walk with you, Cha Cha, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand, you know, Cha Cha, never let me go. I and I still walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the most high, no. I not left out the most high. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left in far right. I not left out the most high. Here's my hand, oh Jah, could you walk with me? I'm alone, oh Jah, could you talk with me? You are the reason me not in a demand. Are you give me peace now me heart all when me get rich and have three bodyguard and some big bad dog in a me heart. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the most high. I not left out the most high. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left King Tafari. Carry Jaja with me, all in the classroom. Carry Jaja with me. Oh, you mean in every lane and every crevice and corner. Still I see ya, yes, see my fi me dan dada. From me a little bit of it, me one order. So all when me son grandfather. I and I still a walk with the Savior. Each and everywhere that I go, and still not left out the most high. I not left out the most. How much I walk with, without ya, your stars are rising. So walk with me,
yeah, yeah. And walk with me,
yeah.
No want them nuclear power,
no.
Down to the very last hour, I and I still a walk with the Savior. Each and everywhere that I go, still now.
Imperial Majesty, as a figure of world importance and probably one of the best known men in the whole world today, I should like to ask you this question. What meaning can the birth of Christ have for the nations of the world today?
As I said before, the birth of Christ is celebrated all over the world. When I say in the whole world, it does not mean that all people would observe it in the same manner. In all the places that I have visited, including the Muslim and the Buddhists, we have seen the observance. But for Christians, it is an act conducted with love.
Your Imperial Majesty, you have done us great honor, and also all the people who will listen to this broadcast, by giving us the opportunity to speak with you this day. And all those who are listening should know that this conversation was held in the Imperial Palace at Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, with His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. And we thank you and wish you God's blessing in all the days to come.
Thank you.
Oh teachings that manual the instruction, which is called the Metzav Kedush, so you know it as the Holy Bible. Holy Bible.
His Imperial Majesty.
To turn to another subject, Your Imperial Majesty, are there any passages of the Bible that have become especially meaningful to you?
I have the highest respect for the Bible as a whole. We also recognize the rightful name the Bible bears. We find that in all the periods of the Old Testament, in the time of patriarchs, kings, and prophets, great miracles were done. On the other hand, the New Testament, in which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach, is also of high value. Then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels in which the sayings of our Lord are recorded, are pillars for all men on the earth. Therefore, the Bible should not be cut into portions.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god, through another god, through another god, through another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer.
Blood will I not offer.
Will I not offer.
Will I not offer.
Will I not offer. Will I not offer. Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, 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 Mich. Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni El, Ki Hasiti Vach, 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 Vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai Ata, 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 Ata. Tovati Val Alecha, Val Alecha, Val Alecha, Val Alecha, Val Alecha, Val Alecha, Val Alecha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Dread and terror upon old Babylon.
Sent by the king, watch them wandering when me fly down far. He step on the beast and kick down with him like a slide down bar. We burning the system, we tell the youth if we fight gun war. Uplifting Mrs. String, tell her still I see yeah, I love star. We love Wally, Babylon the system falling. But this is just the beginning, beginning of the grand finale. Finale because eventually we get the cause. Now if we stand up tall and if we gang up cause, united we stand, divided we fall and we love.
Whoa, oh, walk with the Prince of Peace, Selassie are the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. On their face and bloodshed on their shoulder. Turn from your sinful way, yeah, before lightning strike all over.
Well, if a atrocity where your cause can get to you, then you have the other city, see come give me gun for shoot. And I chat all you like the city, well this is the ugly truth. When you bring all the guns come give me give it to my recruit. Big revolution, one time the guns them turn. Turn pan the old politician. We bring it come in the first place, I should have on education. We make the youth them learn, instead of buy ammunition. And you want come run the next turn, go run up under your bed. Boy, put your hand on your head. Me terrible and me dread, corrupted politician be dead. Boy, want to coral garden, don't have to valley garden. Come like a pre every garden, no revolution reach every garden. Go put this up in the greener, me want it reach every reader. If you no live like Haile Selassie, you no fit to be chronic leader.
Walk with the Prince of Peace, Selassie are the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Oh, Selassie are the leader.
never gonna stop until my people are free. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the last days when the youth them are free, dread and terrible. Give thanks and praise for the King of Kings. Praise his feet to the Prince of Peace. Master, give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega. Empress many nights. I listen to the guy. Chant it again.
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tetzai Michtam Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Shomreni El Ki Hasidi Vas.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai Ata, 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 Ata. Tovati Val Alech, Val Alech, Val Alech, Val Alech, Val Alech.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore, forevermore.
So here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tet Zayin, Mizmor Tet Zayin, Mizmor Tet Zayin. Psalm XVI, Psalm 16. Hear. Shema Yisrael. Shema Shemu'uli Chabri. Hear. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is themed happiness through Elohim. Happiness through Elohim. The opening verse, according to the Masoretic Hebrew, Miktam Lidawi. Miktam. A miktam. What is a miktam? A miktam Lidawi. Shamreni El. Ki chasiti vak. Keep I, O El. 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 Contracted from the ancient Chayil, Chayil, power, Chayil, Almighty, Ha-El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty I. Shamreini El, ki chasiti bak. Keep me, keep I, Shamreini, Shamar, keep God, hedge about, Ani, Ani, I. Shamreini El. Ki chasiti bak. For, because for, ki chasiti, chasiti, chasiti. Taking refuge, I, for I, taking refuge, ki chasiti bak. Modern Hebrew, ki chasiti vak. Ki chasiti vak. Ancient pointing, ki chasiti bak. Miktam l'David, miktam of David, of David. So here, the Midrash, we're going to zoom in on the Midrash notes. Now, often when we do the reading and the feeding for the daily psalms, we often have the Midrash, the study of the psalms based on the ancient reasoning of the sages. And so here, we're going to zoom in on the notes. Often we'll do a HD, we call that the higher definition, the Hebrew definition, where we'll go through each of the particular quotes in the Hebrew, zooming in on the key words that brings out the ancient reasonings of the sages, so that ones and ones, the Chabarim, and the fellows can get a better understanding, an understanding, and come to an overstanding of that ancient word sound and power. And what's interesting is that being of the new name, that precious name called Chosen and Faithful Rastafari, many of the reasonings of the ancient sages reminds I and I of the elders, at least the Rastafari elders, and those elders who had reason with many of I and I recall many enough of their reasonments, and to see that though they might not have been acquainted with the Masoretic texts and the various different texts, the Irit, the spirit, the Ruach of Ha-Emet, the truth, is one and the same. So here, we're going to ride up for today's psalm where we recorded a read-through. Now we have the basic reading where we'll focus mainly on the psalm verses and the particular verses, and sometime maybe highlighting the quotes from Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, you know, as it is said, as it is read, as it is said, or from HaTorah. But in the HD, we often go into more detail. That means each particular quote from Scripture, we'll go into that particular Scripture in the Masoretic Hebrew and go through a basic reading of the word sound in order to have a higher HD, a Hebrew definition, a higher definition. So those who have gotten to hear or who get to hear the Midrash, this is a companion reasonment, zooming in on the Midrash, the notes. So here, just the opening perek. Perek is like a section. Perek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Teitzain, has 13 perekim, has 13 sections, 13 sections, right? Now, often we do the reading, the recording. We might not say, okay, section one, section two, but as we grow, iron sharpen iron, you know, and go over it again, we improve, you know, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ. So here, let's zoom in on the notes. And the notes bring out, well, why did the sages or this sage or that sage or the Rebbeinat, the Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah, the scholars, the rabbis, which is the scholars of Torah, why did they bring out this reasonment here or there? For example, Miktam of David, the opening verse in the Hebrew, this would be the Aleph, according to the Hebrew, Ha-Aleph-Beit, Ibrit, according to the Hebrew alphabet, the Ha-Aleph-Hatawah, or the Alpha and Omega, the Hebrew alphabet, Miktam of David, a Miktam of David. So here, opening verse includes a superscription, often left out in most people's reading because when they go through, say, the King James Version, the first verse would usually begin with, "Keep me, O God, for I have taken refuge in thee," and the little small type after the title of the psalm is often left out. But in the ancient studies of the Chabarim, of the Beit Midrash, the house of the Midrash would be the house of study. The house of study is known as the Beit Midrash. So here we have the Sefer Midrash Tehillim. The Sefer, the book, the Midrash, the study, Tehillim, the psalm. Tehillim from Halal. And Halal we have among the Israelites of Ethiopia in the sense of the Elilta. The Elilta. The Halal, the Elilta. So the book of Psalms is called Tehillim, thus interpreted as the book of the praises. The book of the praises. The word for psalm in the sense of chant is Mizmor. Mizmor. Right, the Mizmor. So here, the opening perek, Miktam of David, Miktam of David. In the Hebrew, Miktam le David. There are some of the Rebbanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, who say that Miktam is composed of two words that describe David, that describe David, the well-beloved, David HaMelech. Mak, Hebraically mak, means meek. Mak, in the Hebrew, meek. And tam, tam means undefiled. Tam, in the King James translation of Ya'akov, of Jacob, it says that, and Jacob, this is Esau, his twin brother, was a man of the field, but Jacob was a plain man. Now that word, the translation there is plain. But elsewhere we learn of Noah. He is also called Tam in the Hebrew. The fuller sense of it, the plural sense of it is Tamim. Tamim is translated in Leviticus, right, Levitically, as meaning unblemished, without blemish, perfect, undefiled, without blemish. So Tom, perfect, undefiled, without blemish. But KJV, the King James Version, concerning Jacob, it says that he was a plain man. So we can see how some confusions might be imagined, right, if one does not study to shew themselves approved. So some of the Rebbanim in the Hebrew, the scholars of Torah, Rebbeinat in the Ethiopic and Royal Amharic to describe the scholars, the sages of Torah, or the Memhiran, the corresponding word in the Amharic is Memhir in the singular for Rab, Rebbe, a scholar, a teacher, scholar of Torah, and the plural Rebbeinat. So they say that Miktam is composed of two words that describe David, Mak, meaning meek, and Tam, meaning undefiled, unblemished, or perfect. When it says that Noah was perfect in his generations. He was without blemish. The offerings are to be tamim. Tamim, perfect, undefiled, without blemish. That means nothing over, nothing under. In the sense of the way the animals are offered, it's to be an animal in the way that the Almighty created the animal to be. That means it doesn't have anything extra. It's not lacking. And there are others who derive miktam from ketem. Ketem, in the Hebrew, ketem, ketem. Ketem means fine gold. So some say that miktam means meek, undefiled, meek, perfect. The meek one who is perfect, the meek one who is without blemish. Others, miktam, from ketem, fine gold. So sometimes miktam is interpreted as a golden composition, right? As when we look into the metaphysical Bible dictionary. Let's go there right here, here, here. So miktam from ketem, and say that miktam le David, a miktam of David means the, quote, golden psalm, a golden psalm of David, a golden psalm of David. So miktam. Now miktam is important because we come across it in the superscription of other psalms. Here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, miktam, spelt in the Latin. That's the English letters, the Latin, spelt in the Latin, M-I-C-H-T-A-M. It's not michtam. It's not michtam. That C-H is for the ch, 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 miktam. But actually, it's a kaf. But there's two ways of saying kaf. One is as miktam, and the other is as miktam. Miktam. Miktam is a writing, a prescript, a poem, a song, a golden song, precious verse, an epigram, preeminent inscription, preeminent inscription. Now the word miktam is a word mentioned in the titles of Psalm 16, here, 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 Mizmor Tet Zayin, today's psalm, Psalm 56, Psalm 57, Psalm 58, Psalm 59, and Psalm 60. Very interesting. We have today's Psalm, Psalm 16, and then we have Psalm 56, 57, 58, 59, and Psalm 60. So this prescript is found in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Psalms. Now that is the, we said the five cycle, the peshat, the plain meaning of a reference to the word. Now the metaphysical is the entrance into consciousness of wise, inspiring, harmonious, uplifting thoughts of substance and truth, and the inscribing of these truth ideals into the memory. In the phrase golden psalm, miktam, deriving miktam from ketem, ketem, fine gold. Golden suggests wisdom, wisdom, chokmah, the Hebrew chokmah, and substance. Writing, precious verse, quote, a poem intended to record memorable thoughts. So a miktam, referring to a poem, a composition, a poem, a kene, intended to record memorable thoughts. To write this on the table of I and I heart, that means in I and I mind. Writing makes one think of something uplifting and inspiring, while poem and song signify inspiration and rhythm and or harmony. Poem and song, both of them signify inspiration, the spirit within. Inspiration and rhythm or harmony. So here, 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 we see that the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary also is referring to this ancient root teaching that we find within the Midrash, the Sefer Midrash Tehillim. So here, 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 in the Beit Midrash, in the house of study, Psalms is the key in the house of study. We have Miktam Lidawid. Miktam, Lid David. So What is a miktam? A miktam is a writing, a prescript, a poem, a psalm, a type of a chant, a mizmor. Mizmor is psalm, and song, a shir. Shir in the Hebrew, shir is song. So the difference between psalm is a chant. Isis, I and I say Isis, and we have a song, a shir, a golden psalm, precious verse, epigram, preeminent inscription, miktam le David.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore, forevermore.
מזמור ט"ז, מכתם לדוד. שומרני אל, כי חסיתי בך. אמרת לאדוני, אדוני אתה, טובתי בל עליך. לקדושים אשר בארץ המה, ואדירי כל חפצי בם. ירבו עצבותם אחר מהרו, בל אשיך נזקיהם נרדם, ובל אשא את שמותם על שפתי. אדוני מנת חלקי וחוסי, אתה תומך גורלי. חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי. אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרוני חיליותי. שיביתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד, כי מימיני בל אמות. לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת. תודיעני אורח חיים, שובע שמחות את בניך. נעימות במנחה נצח.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god, after another god, after another god, after another god.
Dawi, a miktam of David. Shamreni El, ki hasiti bak, keep eye, O El, for I have taken refuge in the eye. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai ata, ovati bal aleka. I have said to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah, thou the I art. Adonai ata, I have no good but in the eye. Ovati bal aleka. Likdoshim asher ba'aretz heima, ve'adire kol chefsi bam. As for the holy, the Isle ones that are in the earth, they are the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Yerubu atzavotam achir maharu, balasika nisakehem amidam, ubal esa etashmotam al sifatai. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Yerubu atzavotam achir maharu, their sorrow shall be multiplied that exchange for another. Balasika nisakehema midam, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Ubal esa etashmotam al sifatai, nor take their names up on my lips. Yahuwah menata chelki wukosi ata tomika gorali. O Jehovah, he who be, he be the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup, of my chalice, thou, the I, maintainest my life. Chibalim anafluli, bana'imim, afa nachlata, shafra alai. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage. Ibareka, eti Yahuwah, Ashara ye atani, afle lota yisaruni kiliyotai. I will bless Jehovah, he who be, we be. Ibareka eti Yahuwah, who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Ashara ye atani, yea, for show. In the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, my emotions instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni akiliyotai. Shuiti Yahuwah lenegedita mi
Elohim in Mini, Bal Emota. I have set Jehovah, he who be, who he be, always before me, always before I. Shuiti Yahuwah, Linegadita me, surely he is at my right hand. Kimin Mini, I shall not be moved. Bal Emot, Lashkin. Samachali bi, vayagel kovodi, af besarik yishkona lavetach. Therefore, my heart is glad, lachin, samachali bi, and my glory rejoiceth, vayagel kovodi. My flesh also dwelleth in safety, af besarik yishkona lavetach. Ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, lo titen achasideka lerota shachata. For thou, the eye, wilt not abandon my soul, my nefesh, into the nether, to the nether world. Thou wilt not abandon her to the nether world. Lo, ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, neither wilt the eye suffer thy godly, thy chasid. One to see the pit, thy holy one to see corruption. Lo titen chasidecha lerota shachata. Tod ain oracha chayim sova shmachota etapaneka neimota biyamineka netzach. Thou the eye makest eye to know the path of life. In thy presence, in thy face is fullness of joy. In thy right hand, bliss, pleasantness, pleasure for evermore. Ne'imota b'mineka netzach, 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 netzach. Netzach, 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 netzach.
My mom. watch the days as they passes by. Looking at thy hand, how they're writing upon the wall, yet no man knows the minute, the hour when thou shall arrive. So that's why I've built my hope on the solid foundation.
Okay, so here's the point right here. Psalm 16, was it 8th Zain? Now, 1, 10 is Yod, and 6 is Vav, or Wow, but we call it 8th Zain. There's a way where, because if we say Yod and Wow, that links with the name of the Hashem. So this is why in the letters serving as numbers, we call Psalm 16 Tet, or Tet Zain, Tet Zain. Tet Zain, Zain, Tet Zain. Tet, if you want to stretch it out, Tet Zain, Tet Zain, right? 16 instead of Yod, which is 10, and Wow, or Vav, which is 6, because Yahweh, Yahweh, is too close to the Hashem. That's the reason why sometimes with some numberings, it's said in a, because 8 is actually the ninth letter, right? And Zain is actually the 7th. So it's like saying 9 and 7, literally. But to avoid, you know, calling on the Hashem in vain. So here, this point, I just want to share this. So Rab Abahu said, there's a verse in Deuteronomy 22:9 that says, lest the fruitfulness of the seed that thou hast sown be forfeited, together with the increase of the vineyard. The implication, this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. By what means may it be redeemed for man's use? In other words, redeem. What's redeeming? Like redeeming is to buy something back. In what way can it be bought back so that man can use it as ever, however we like? By baraka, by the baraka, the baraka, by blessing Jehovah, baruch atah Adonai, baruch atah Yahuwah. Bless art Jehovah. And the proof, Minyanim, and the proof, Rab Shimon ben Lakish, he cited the Psalm 16 and 2, I have said to the Lord, I have said to Jehovah that the I is my sovereign. Now, when you read it in English, it's like, I've said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Just a small point here, I was thinking about this, and this has made so much sense, just to zoom in on the practical application of this. So the verse is, what is it? It is 16 and 2 in the Hebrew. It's Amarit Layahua Adonai Ata. Now even the Amarit, it's really like That's like the feminine sense of I said. So it's almost like the soul, my soul. So when you understand the language, like, you know, it's almost like Amarti, you know, but here's Amarit, La Yahuwah, Adonai, Ata. I have said La Yahuwah to Jehovah, to he who be who he be, Adonai, Adonai, the sovereign, Ata, Ata. The I is my sovereign, right? I've said to he who be who he be, who he be Adonai. He be the, my boss. He be the sovereign, right? Psalm 16:2, that is, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. This is the key. This is like in that book, very good book I would advise the Chavrim to get, to pray as a Jew. This particular book right here, the way the, forget the, what's his name, who wrote it right now, Donin, I think Rabbi Donin, was it Rabbi Donin? He wrote a very good book. It really explains a lot. I've looked through a lot of stuff, and a lot of the Yehudi are very guarded about this ancient teaching, which is really from our people, we the black Jews, a lot of the original documents that, it's like hip-hop and a lot of things that we do. We see a lot of white European Jews get into it, and sometimes we have to kind of like raise our eyebrows and say, you know, that white Jew got some soul. It seemed like he got some, he vibes it. You know, I have to say, he feel like a homie on the level. He, you know, so if we see it in that way, in the secular world, howbeit it's not in this thing that we call HaTorah and Yehudinet, or so-called Judaism. But anyway, there's a principle there. So it says, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat. Only then do you make what you eat. Only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Ha-El, Ha-El, the power, the Almighty, the El, right, says, my good shall not be held against thee. Tobati Baal Aleka. Tobati Baal Aleka. Baal Aleka. My good shall not be held against thee. Now, here's how it usually is translated. I have no good but in thee. And we know Hebrew, that's one way of bringing it out, in a sense. It's like all depends on the not the letter of the law, but the spirit. Tobati. That's what that whole principle. So when you hear the Midrash saying, well, this verse is translated like this, but don't read it like this. You can understand it like that. That's going to what the New Testament talks about, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. Because some people might be like, well, why do they keep changing up? No. What you need to do is receive the spirit. Obati Baal Aleka. So that can be translated as, I have no good, but in the eye, in a literal sense, or bringing out the inner sense, my good, Obati, shall not be held against thee. Baal Aleka. Aleka al Allah al is like on something. Like if I say Allah on I. You know, if I say Al Yahuwah, it's like on Jehovah, but in the context it can be against Jehovah too. It depends on the sense of it. But here it says, that's why it brings out, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling. May Yahuwah, may from Yahuwah, he who be who he be, the good things you ate. Check that out. Embezzling the good things you eat. In other words, what's the reason why we as Yehudi and faithful Hebrews and Israelites that know the truth, why do we bless? Why do we have these blessings over wine, over bread, these blessings over certain kind of food, even grace after meal, but in some cases a blessing of raka even before eating? You know, because here's the point. Niggas be eating and don't be given no blessing. You know what I mean? It's almost like people be eating and don't say, yo, thanks for that. Or they don't have to say thanks if they eat, even they eat, you know, the manna of the teaching. Right, you don't have to give thanks for it, but don't speak against the teaching you benefited by. So here we have something called a blessing before eating, the Berkot HaNehanim. Let me bring this up right here. Right, 305. This is the page here in this book, To Pray as a Jew by Rabbi Chaim Halevi Doni, A Guide to the Prayer Book and the Synagogue Service. Very, very good book. It really makes it digestible. A lot of things are very digestible. I must have had to go through maybe dozens of different books in Hebrew and in translations to get a little bit of it here, a little bit of it there, a little bit of it there. But here in one book, right, it kind of has almost everything. So the Berakot HaNehanim, right? And it's something that is said right here about the Berakot HaNehanim. It says the sages, right? The sages also prescribe Berakot. Berakot is blessing. You know, Bereket, Berakotoch, you know, Berakot to say before eating. It does not matter if one sits down to eat a full dinner or a casual snack. If you snack in, berakot before eating or drinking are part of a broader category of berakot, collectively known as berakot ha-nehanim. And this is translated as blessings of enjoyment, ha-nehanim, blessings of enjoyment, said for thanks, for things that bring one pleasure. These berakot blessings are not only prescribed for what we eat or drink, but also for fragrances we smell, right? Even for the Aishans. Mm-hmm. I must admit that there's times that I'll bun and don't give a bird a coat, you know, and that is wrong because, like it says in the Midrash reasoning, it says right here, it says that, hence, Hiel says that my good shall not be held against thee. Tovati bal aleka. That is, you should not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things you ate. I had to pause on this when I went over it even previously, even in recording, you know, the Midrash, you know, Tehillim for Psalm 16. You know, I said, Chan, that means embezzling. You know, people say embezzling, like you work for a business and you're stealing from the business. You say you're of Jehovah, right? You're of the Most High. You're sure you of Kedemari Hala Selassie, you know, and you don't give that blessing. You say, bless job, bless up, bless down, bless yourself. It's nonsense. Let's cut that out. Stop it. It sounds nice, but it's wrong. But it's nasty, right? It's like embezzling from Jehovah. So here, they are prescribed for what we eat or drink, but also for fragrances we smell. Although I will discuss only the food blessings. Blessings are formulated also for things we see and hear. Things we see and hear. Hello, Futter. Meriting a bracha of thanksgiving, of todah, right, or miskanah in Amharic, Hebrew todah, is the sight of mountains, oceans, deserts, falling stars, or the rainbow. Right? The kester demena. A baraka is also called for when seeing a person distinguish either for his Torah or secular knowledge. So one who knows the Torah, blessing, bless that one. Bless Jah, but bless that one in Jah's name. If they have secular worldly knowledge, bless them in Jah's name, especially I and I people. When hearing either good news or bad news, or when hearing the sounds of thunder and storms, right? And see, you can find the rule even in other parts of the scripture. It said, I'll bless the name of Jehovah for all things, and here and there, you find those scriptures, right? So here's showing, well, what it be like. In most prayer books, all these berakot, right, all these blessings are found right after the grace after meals. Because some people say, well, Yehudi, we bless, they know about the grace after meals. So they say we eat and we don't bless before. Well, it all depends. Like, if it's bread and wine, like sabbatically, there's a baraka beforehand. If it's on other occasions, it's a grace, right? It's the grace after meals. But there are blessings even before eating. The berakot ha-nehanim are not, and this is the key part, this is why I pulled out this book, right? The Berakot HaNehanim are not blessings of thanksgiving. Now note this, the blessings before eating are not blessings of thanksgiving, but of authorization, getting the authorization, right, to eat and not be an embezzler, right, not be a thief, right? Atif, the underlying principle of these blessings of enjoyment, Barakot HaNehanim, is that, quote, man is forbidden to enjoy anything of this world, anything of this world without first saying a bracha. And it's on Barakot 35a and b, right? Yehudinet, right? Even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, take seriously the teachings of Psalm 24 and 1. The earth and all it, or rather, bringing out the translation better, the earth and all she contains is he who be who he bees. The blessing is a way of asking for and receiving Ha'el, Ha'il, the power, the Almighty's permission to take and enjoy that which belongs to him. The wording of the Berakot reflects this purpose. It doesn't say thank you to Ha'el, Ha'il, the power, as is done in the Berakot after eating. That's a thank you. So we thank him after eating. We get authorization before eating. But it does acknowledge him as the one who, quote, created the fruit of the tree. The one, quote, who brings forth bread from the earth, right? And the herb for the service of man, and so forth. By acknowledging his ownership, we seek to obtain a permit to use his gifts, to enjoy the things of this world without first receiving divine authorization was compared by the sages to sacrilege, the stealing of items that are consecrated to Ha'elohim, to Ha'elohim, to the power, true good, true God. It would be the same as taking something that doesn't belong to us, Ty and I, without the permission of the owner. The underlying view provides a basis for resolving the problem created by an apparently contradictory verse in Psalm 115:16 that says, quote, the heavens are the heavens of Jehovah, but the earth he gave to humanity. This is a clear statement and would seem to oppose that, quote, the earth and all she contains is he who be who he be, is Jehovah. Instead, it says that Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim turned the earth over to man for him to use and enjoy. The sages saw no contradiction in this. I and I don't see a contradiction in this. The contradiction that some people see is imagine. It's just that imagination. Before one recites a baraka, they said, the earth is he who be who he bees. So before we recite a baraka, word, sound, power, it belongs to Jehovah. After one recites it, it becomes man's. It becomes I and I's to use and enjoy. So here, just one little more section right here. The reasonment, the love of wisdom, the Hebrew philosophy, the love of wisdom, philosophia, right, the love of chokmah here, of wisdom, of tibet, is also the basis for the halakhic objection to reciting a blessing either before or after eating forbidden foods. Now, if it's foods that Jah says don't eat, you know, foods that he created to be eaten, as Brother Paul says in the New Testament, and some counterfeit Christians, right, some antichrists, you know, have told people you can say, you know, a blessing over pork or over shellfish or, you know, all this forbidden foods, right, for ones who claim to believe. No, there's an objection to reciting a bracha either before or after eating forbidden foods. That's on you. We don't bless Jah for that. One might be inclined to think that the faith and piety reflected by a blessing of thanksgiving or one that acknowledges Ha'elohim's ownership of the world, it mitigates, it like lessens the transgression. So people think, well, I say a blessing, well, I know he told, so in the Old Testament he said don't eat it, but in the New Testament, the pastor, the bishop, the preacher, the counterfeit Christian, whatever, they say you can just bless it and you can eat even pork because the law, we're free from the law. Right, so we should just kill them then, right? We could just kill them. They say, why are you killing us? Well, God said don't kill. Well, how you just pick that out from the Old Testament? Not so, insisted the sages. It even aggravates it. It aggravates it. It says like a smoke comes up into his nostrils. You said that's just anthropomorphic. Hold on, excuse me while I light my spliff. The comparison they make is to a person who asks a friend permission to eat some of the friend's food. The comparison they make is to a person who asks a friend's permission to eat some of the friend's food. Were his friend to say no, it would be sheer impudence and brazen contempt if he proceeded to eat it, and the thank you he followed it up with would only be adding insult to injury. Since a baraka for food is a formula for receiving Hailahim's permission to eat the food, and since permission to eat the forbidden food has already been denied by Hailahim, by the power of the true good, the true God, to go ahead and eat it and then thank him shows only defiance and contempt. And this is why we call him Rasha. Because Rasha is wicked, but Rasha also means defiant. As in the four types of children around the Seder, the Passover Seder table, one is Rasha. The translation is not often wicked, but we often translate it as defiant. He is defiant. He is in contempt. Better not to say the Baraka, for in addition to the aforementioned objections, it is, under the circumstances, also a blessing said in vain, and since the blessing includes the name, the Hashem, you don't know. To such acts of piety, right, or religiosity, the sages apply the verse from Psalm 10 and 13. What's the verse? Right? The thief who blessed has blasphemed Jehovah. The thief who blessed has blasphemed he who be who he be. So, that being so right there, just to kind of bring out this sense of the Midrash for Psalm 16, right, where where it says, Tovati bal aleika, Tovati bal aleika, and brought out here as, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, when you say the Baraka, you will not be held guilty of embezzling, of stealing from Jehovah the good things you eat. Now, they then say another way, right? Or, Tobati bal aleika can be interpreted as, my good shall be brought to thee, in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, this sense also is true. Tobati bal aleika, my good shall be brought to thee or upon thee. Aleika, the I male. That is, no one but good things, none but good things shall be brought to you. And they shall abide with you. They shall abide with the I. Because here, Midrash, a Midrash note right here, this is the first note. The commentator reads Baal. Now, if you say that Baal, you're talking about Baal. No, it is Baal. Baal, in that sense, can mean husband, but really it means owner. The owner, the husband, right? It can mean the owner or the husband in that sense. And yes, there's a feminine form of it, like you have a master and you have a mistress. The mistress is the wife of the master. She's the lady master. But Baal, in this sense, means none but, right? So reading Baal as none but. None but, right? In the sense of, it can also mean like not, like not in that sense, or none but. As an abbreviated form of Yubal, there's Yubal and Tubal. So here the commentator reads Baal, none but, right? Or the sense of, in the other translation, I have no good, but in thee. Tobati, Baal, Aleka, Tobati, good, right? Baal, not Aleka, right? Except in the eye, none but the eye. Here the commentator, the reasoner, is now looking at Baal as coming from Yubal or Tubal. Yubal or Tubal has a sense of be brought, that which is bought, right? Or that you bring something, like bring it. Or Tobati Baal Aleka can be interpreted as, I love this one here. It says, quote, I shall wear out all good things up on thee. So Jah is saying, I'm going to wear out all good things on the eye. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body. I shall see to it, Jah says to Jah people, that he shall see to that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. But your body will not wear out. And here, another Midrash note, Baal, none but, is now read as derived from Bala, 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 means wear out. Bala, wear out. And this section, this is the first part of the first section here of the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, of the book of the study of the Psalms, the Tehillim, the Elilta. The Elilta, the praises. Rav Ahad taught, what did Hael mean by saying, Ovati Baal Aleka, I have no good but for thee, now taking the usual translation of it. He meant, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none, no one but you. None but you. He is speaking to Kol Yisrael. Right? The words Baal Aleika are read as Bil Adeika, as in the verse from Genesis 41:44, but for thee, Bil Adeika, shall no man lift up his hand except for thee. I think this is where the Pharaoh was saying to the Sutenbat, Sutenet, was saying to Joseph, Afna, Pania, Pa'anki, was saying that you are second in command and nobody shall lift up their hand except for you. If somebody's going to lift up their hand, they got to ask you, can I lift up my hand? Yes. You can lift up your hand, not even to lift up your hand. So here Jah is now saying to all of us in the same context, right here. Mm-hmm.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Watch out for your pony, you don't know it's Love Star Music, all right.
Soaring like the eagle, yeah, higher
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amarek. But I want the next verse with Amarek.
መዝሙር 15 በቀደም 16 የዳዊት አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቅ እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አለ አንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰው ስማቸውንም በከንፈር ያልጣ እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድን ሰንታና ጽዋዬ ነው እጣይንም የምታጠና አንተ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀች እርስቴም ተዋበች የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካል ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገስጹ ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋል በቀኜ ነውና አልታወቅ ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትም ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወው የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ በቀኝም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega, Empress Menina.
መዝሙር 15 በቀደም 16 የዳዊት
Glory to the Most High Jah Rastafari King of Kings Lords of Lords Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah Elect of God, light of the world, is these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp. Daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence.
That joy in my soul. I feel that joy within my soul. A burning flame without control. Whoa. I feel that joy within my soul. Boy, one which folk all can control. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. On a fire. Babylon soon up here retire. On a fire. Babylon soon up here retire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. 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 Babylon soon up here retire. Cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Open the door and let the Holy One of Israel in. How could Babylon do such a virtuous thing? I feel that joy within my soul. A burning flame without control.
I feel that joy within my soul, one which power can control. Babylon opened the door, and the Holy One of Israel in Babylon them opened the door. So they crown him kings of on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire.
መዝሙር 15 በቅንፍ 16 የዳዊት ቅኔ። አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቀኝ። እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አልሁ። ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ። ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው። ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል። የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰውም። ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራ። እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው። እጣዬንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ። ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀችልኝ፣ ርስቴም ተዋበችልኝ። የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካለሁ፣ ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገሥጹኛል። ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ፣ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክም። ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል፣ ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች። ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች፣ ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትምና። ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወውም። የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ፣ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ፣ በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ።
Establish a world where there is no discrimination, no oppression, no exploitation. We need for dismantle the shackles of hate and destruction, because love are the healing force where King Selassie prescribed it for all nation and nation. To embrace the feeling of love, it is very important. It compels the heart for justification. So all the man we are dealing with love, let me see what touch the one hand, right? All the man, let me see. I love all the woman, yeah man. Where's the colors?
They don't know how them say that they don't have no love. You don't know, so red, gold and green are the color of the earth. You know what I'm saying? Even a stoplight. You know what I'm saying? So all I want to do with love is that Holy Emmanuel.
The Lamb Turk, Enlightenment of Living, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm, Mezmur Dawit Asara Sidist. Psalm 16, from the Metzahaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garamawi, Karamawi, Haile Selassie. So here we have Psalm 16, and we'll compare and contrast HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV. And today's daily psalm is themed, Ekziaviha Riste, Ekziaviha is my inheritance, sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father is my inheritance, Ekziaviha Riste. rest, inheritance, riste. Ekziavi her riste. Ekziavi is my inheritance, is my portion. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So may God and I begin. Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesi Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Today's daily psalm in Jemralin, beginning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm is themed in the KJV, Miktam. Miktam Litawid, Miktam, a Miktam, a Miktam here, Bamarinya, Yedawid Kene, a poem, a composition, yeah, Dawid of David, of the well-beloved of David, Yedawid Kene, corresponding to the English superscription of Miktam, Miktam of David. And I ride up, Kutaran, verse 1. Avetu, the ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng. Preserve I, O God. Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Avetu, the ante tamnya lehuna. For in the I, be ante, in the I, male speaking to he who be, who he be, directly. Abetu, the ante tamnya lehuna. I put my trust. I put my trust in the I, my confidence, my yea and amen in the I. Male, be ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng. Protect I, preserve I, keep I. Tevkeng. Kuter. Hulet, verse 2. Exiavi herin, ante getayi alhu, kante bekarra begoneta yelenyum. O my soul. Exiavi herin, ante getayi ne alhu, kante bekarra begoneta yelenyum. Ekziavi herin, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Ante getayi, getayi, my Lord. Ante getayi ne, the I are my Lord. Alhu, I have said to Ekziavi, the sustainer. Ante, the I, male, getayi. Ante getayi ne. Alhu, I've said you are my Lord, my Adoni, my Adonai. Kante bekarra begonet yelenyim. Except for the I, male, begonet, goodness, yelenyim. There is not for I. KJV brings us out as, O my soul, thou hast said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Ante getayine alhu. My goodness extendeth not to the eye. Here we have kante, kante beker, except for the eye begonet. Goodness in the sense of his many words that are used for what is often translated basically as good. Here we have bego, bego in the sense of charitable goodness, begonet, that goodness. Yelenyim, I have not any goodness except for the I, Ekziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Kuter source, verse 3. Fekadi hulu bemidr baluta kedusanna kubran laino. But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Fekadi. Fekad will, fekadih, the eye, male, will, fekadih, hulu, all the eyes will, the midr, in the earthly plane, balut, those who are, kidusana, the holy one, the kidusan, the set apart ones, and na, and kuburan, the honorable. The honorable, the glorified, the honorable ones. Kedusana kubran laino. is upon the holy ones and the excellent or the honorable ones, the ones of the honor, the glory, Kubran Lain, Puter Arat, verse 4. Wodelela lemia fat nuta mekracho yibeza ye kurvanacho winna dem ine ala fesesowin simachu nema beten fre alt aram. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Water Layla, water towards Layla, another. Let me fat anut those who are quick, fast to another. Mekaracho, their sorrows, their troubles, their tribulation. Mekaracho yibezal increases those who are quick to go to another. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Wodelela, lemifat anuta mekracho yibeza. No, that says wodelela. It doesn't say another amlak. It says wodelela to another, implied to another God. But here there is no God because there is no God besides he who be who he be. Selezi, therefore, wodelela lemifat anuta mekracho yibeza. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another. Ye kurvanach winna demine ala fesesowim. Their drink offerings of blood, ye kurbanacho, kurban, the offering, the korban, ye kurbanacho, win, and their offering, and of their offering, the blood, dem, ye kurbanacho, win, dem, ine, I self, Allah, fesesowim, I will not pour out, I will not offer. Samacho and their name, Sim name, Samacho, their name, Samacho and their names, Bekenfere, my lips upon my lips, Bekenfere, my lip, implied my lips, Samacho and their names, Bekenfere, Alit Aram, I will not call. I will not call their names in the sense of worship, not a call out, no, not call their names upon my lips, KJV has, nor take up their names into my lips. Samachuanim beken fere alit aram. Gut er amist, verse 5. Ekezia viher yariste dilla fentana zwaino. It ayenim yemil Yematat ena antene exiavir. The Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou, the I, maintainest my lot. Exiavir yeriste idilla sentana suaino. Sustainer, yeriste, wrist, inheritance, riste. My inheritance, yariste dilla fentanas wayino, is the portion of mine inheritance and swayino, swa cup, swa chalice, swayi, my cup, my chalice, nau, he be, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, thou maintainest my lot, it ayenim, yem tat ena, I strengthens, firms, fortified, in the sense of maintains, ante, speaking to he who be who he be, the I, ante ne, you are, the I be, kuter sidist. Verse 6. Gemed abamare sifram wadek etchling. Ristema tewab etchling. the lines, gemet, are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places, bamare sifra, be amare, be amare, amare, that which is pleasant, amare, bamare, amhara, bamare sifra, in pleasant places, sifra, sifra, the word for place, gemed, bamare sifra, wadek etchilin, wadek etchilin. Now, here's interesting in the context, Hebraically speaking, and we touched on this going through the groundation in the Hebraics, touching on the Hebraics of it all. Speaking of the inheritance and the lines are the measuring cords which mark off the area falling, with a etchling, she falls for I, in the sense of the lines, the measuring cords which mark off the area falling to a lot, falling to a lot. You see, when the land of Israel was allotted to the tribes, none was assigned to the Lewawian, to the Lewim or the Levites, because Egeziah, her stainer, said, I am thy portion and thine inheritance among the children of Israel, among Yisraelijoch, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. So, therefore, in like manner, the psalmist and I and I here in today's daily psalm, Mezmor Asarah Sadis, the Psalm 16, urges that his and I and I inheritance is Egeziavi, her I and I inheritance is the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed arm, the source. And he and I and I does not long for a share in the worldly, the earthly, the material, like in the vanities of the world, flesh, and the satanic system of things. Thou maintainest my lot. The psalmist is contented, I and I is contented for knowledge that he, even he who be who he be, holds I and I destiny in his hand. So then, coming to this verse right here in verse 6, where it says, Gemed bamare sifra wadek etchilin, ristema tawab etchilin, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places, bamare, be amare sifra, bamare sifra wadek etchilin. Yay! I have a goodly heritage. Ristaim, rist, inheritance, riste, my inheritance, ristaim, and my inheritance, tewabet chilin. She is beautiful, beautiful, eyeful, for I and I, divine heritage. So the measuring cords, which mark off the area falling to a lot, then was used of the territory so allocated. So his, the psalmist, Yadawi, and I and I, having been assigned to him and I and I, it must be, and it be, the choicest, the goodliest of the goodly, even I and I, divine heritage. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ye mekrenyne geziavi herinne barkalo, degmom belelita kulalite, ye geses unya, I will bless ekeziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, who hath given me, who has given I counsel. Yeah, mekarenyin egeziavi harin ebarkalo. My reins, or here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. In the Hebrew, it's enunciated kilayotai. Here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. Seat of the emotions, getting into that right there. Also instruct I in the night seasons. Degmom, and also, degmom, repeatedly, degmom, beleili, repeatedly in the night, beleili, degmom, beleili, kula litoche, my kidneys or my reins, yeah, I guess it's unya. They reprove, the sense of reproving I, in the sense of instructing I, in other words, checking one's emotions. Guter cement, verse 8. Hul gize ekziavi herena befiteya yawalo. Bek enyen winna ala tawakum. I have set ekziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous, ab. He who be, who he be, is divine majesty, always before me, always in my face, always in my perception. Hul gizeh, all the time, always. Hul gizeh, gizyavi harina, befite, in my face, in my presence, in my perception. Ayyawalo, I see him. Ayyawalo, I see him. Hul gize, egziavirin befite, ayyawalo. Bek enyen winal tawakim, because he is at my right hand. Bek enyi, bek enyi, bek enyi, the keng, right? Enye, my right, to say my right hand. Bek enyi, no winna, he is at my right hand. Al tawakim, for he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I shall not be disturbed. Al-Tawakum. Al-Tawakum. Guter Zeteng. Verse 9. Selezi. Selezi. Therefore. Selezi. Sele, because, is Z. This. Selezi. Because of this. Selezi, therefore, liben desalo, melasima hasita deregech, sgayima degmo betesfa tadralech. Therefore, my heart is glad. Selezi, liben desalo, is happy. Literally, des, happy, alo, says happiness. Selezi, therefore, libein, my heart, desalo. My heart says happiness. My heart is glad. Melasim, and my tongue, melasi, my tongue, melasim, and my tongue, hasit adaregech. Hasit, rejoicing, adaregech. She does, and my tongue, she does, rejoicing. And my glory, here we have in the KJV, it says, and my glory rejoices. Sigayim, siga, flesh, sigayi, my flesh, sigayim, and my flesh, degmo also, betesfa, in hope, in expectation, betesfa, tadralech, dwells, spends the night, she dwells, she spends the night, my flesh also shall rest, dwell, spend the night in hope, betesfa, in expectation, in the yea and amen of he who be, who he be. Kutar Asa, verse 11. Nefsin besiol ate tawatimina kedusehinima besbesina yaizena ate tawum. For thou, thee, I will not leave my soul in hell. Nefsin, my soul, besiol, in sheol, in the antipatriation state. Besiol, in the underworld. Besiol, in the place of the nightmares of the subconscious, the sub-sub. Nefsin, besiol, atitawatimina. Will not leave her. Ate tawatimina. Neither wilt thou, the eye, suffer thine holy one, Kedusehinim, and thy holy one, Mabesbesin, corruption, Mabesbesin, Yaizen, to see corruption. Ate tawim, will not leave, and I will not suffer, will not leave thine kedus, kedusih, Edusahinim Besbesin Yai Zen Atitawim. Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Kutar Asara and verse 11. Yehi Wotinam and Ged Asayahang. Kofi Tihigar Desitanat Ebbet at Agabahang. Bek and Yehima is Lalema Fisaha Allah. Thou, the I, will show me the path of life, of the liberty. Yehiwatin men get Asayahain will show the I, male will show to I. Yehiwatin men get the Menged, the way of Hewet, of life. Yahiwatin Menged Asayahang. Kofitihigar Desitanat Agabahang. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Kofitihigar. And with the eye's presence. Face, with the eye's face, with the eye's presence. Kofi tihi gar, with the eye, male face, presence, perception. Desitan, joy, happiness, at a geb hang. The eye will satisfy, at a geb hang. The eye will satisfy I with happiness with your presence, with your face, with your perception, with seeing it from the eye way. Bek enyehim, and in the eye right hand, bek enyehim. Is the lalema fisha'ale, and at thy right hand, fisha'ale, at thy right hand there are pleasures, fisha'ale, for evermore.
Rasmakonin, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Evil boy, everything takes time. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Eitzein, Psalm XVI, Psalm 16, happiness through the true good, happiness through the true God, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the psalmist and Ionized portion in life and liberty, and deliverer in death. Today's daily song, Mizmor Eitzein. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Give ear, Midrash on today's daily song. Happiness through Elohim.
happiness through Elohim. Mizmor Teit Zain. Mikatam Lidawi. Shamreini El. Ki Hasiti Avak. Keep me, keep I, O Elohim. Shamreini El. Shamrei Ani. Shamer Ani. Shamrei. Shamrei Ni. Keep me, guard, protect, hedge about, Shamreini El, true good, true God El, Shamreini El, Ki Chasiti Vak, Vak, Ki Chasiti Vak, 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 for I have taken refuge, Ki Chasiti Vak, or some enunciate as Ki Chasiti Vak. I've taken refuge, rock in the eye. Firstly, foremostly, in this Midrash on Mizmor Teit Zain, on the Midrash on Psalm XVI, Psalm 16. Miktam, 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 Miktam of David. Miktam le David, a Miktam of David, here found in the superscription, today's daily psalm. The superscription in verse 1 in the Hebrew is one verse, is the Aleph, the first verse. Miktam Lidawi. Shamreini El. Ki Chasitiva. Miktam of David. There are some of the rabbinites, some of the rabbis, the scholars of Torah and the Hebrew scriptures who say that Miktam is compounded of two words, is a compounded word, Miktam. What is a Miktam? Some of the scholars of Torah and the scriptures, and here the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, say that Miktam is compounded of two words, which describe David, which describe David, which describe David. Mak, we have the word mak, meek, and tam, tam, undefiled, perfect, not blemished, tam. It says that Yaakov, that Jacob was a plain man. Tam, meek, tam, mak, tam, mak, tam, meek and undefiled. And there are others who derive meek, tam, from ketem, ketem. You have the word ketem. The ketem is fine gold, ketem. And say that miktam of David, miktam lit David, means a golden psalm, a golden composition, a golden song of David, of David, of the well-beloved. Miktam lit David. Shamreini El, keep I, O El, O El, true good, true God, O Hael, Hael, the true good, the true God. Here, Shamreini El, keep I, that is, protect I from evil, from Ra'a and Ra'ra. Keep I, protect I, hedge I about. Shamreini, Shamreini, here is a general prayer, word of prayer, from a trusting nefesh, psyche, soul. Not a cry so much for help in a situation or circumstance of danger. Shamreini El, Ki Yachasiti Vak, for I have taken refuge in thee, I. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata Torati Bal Aleka. I have said to the Lord, I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou, the I, are Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata. Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, the I. I have no good but in the I. Tovati, Tovati, Tovati Bala Aleka in the email. Tovati Bala Aleka. The phrase, thou art Adonai, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Adonai, my Lord, my Sovereign, Ata, the I male, is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere. The earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they that dwell therein, they who dwell in her. Hence, here, the sages, a man embezzles from Elohim whenever he makes use of the world without a bracha, without a blessing. For only affirmations of Elohim's sovereignty can release the earth's fullness, all the fullness thereof, all her fullness to man's use. The earth is Yahuwah's, Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they who dwell in her. Rav Abahu said, the verse, lest the fullness of the seed which thou hast sown be forfeited, together with the increase of the vineyard, with the increase of the vineyard, in Deuteronomy 22 and 9, implies that this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. And by what means may it be redeemed for man's use? By bracha, Yahuwah, by blessing Jehovah. And the proof, Rav Simeon ben Lakish cited Psalm 16 and 2, I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, I Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai Ata. That is, when you are eating and you bless Yahuwah Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Elohim says, my good shall not be held against thee. My good, Tovati Bala Aleka, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things, the good things, the good things you ate and eat. Or Tovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, my good shall be brought to the eye, male. Tovati Bal Aleka, that is, none but good things shall be brought to you, and they shall abide with you. Or Tovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, I shall wear out all good things upon thee. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. Rav Aha taught, what did Elohim mean by saying, Tovati Bal Aleka, I have no good but for thee. I have no good, Tovati Bal Aleka, but for thee, I Aleka. He meant, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none but you, for no one but you. The words Bal Aleka are read here as Billa Adeka, as in the verse, and but for thee, the I, Billa Adeka, shall no man lift up his hand, in Genesis 41, verse 44. Another comment on Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai, Ata, I have said to Jehovah, thou art Adonai Adonai, my sovereign. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Ribona Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Universal Sovereign. Though I am Melech, I am King, Negus. I set thee, the I, as king, as Melech, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over me, over I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, blessed be He, answered, I do not yet regard goodness as firmly fixed in the I. My good is not in the I. Tovati bal alika. In whom then is my goodness firmly fixed? Only in the Isla, in the holy that are in the earth. As for the holy that are in the earth, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahim. Only in the Kedoshim, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahim. Only in the Kedoshim that are in the earth, in the earthly plane. Psalm 16, verse 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, blessed be He, does not call the righteous man holy, set apart, until he is laid away in the earth. Why not? Because the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara'ah, keeps pressing him. And so Elohim does not put his trust in him in this world till the day of his death. So too, Shlomo Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7 and 20, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not uncle. That Yahuwah, that Jehovah will not call a righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth is what is meant by the holy, the Kedoshim, Likadoshim, Asher Ba'aret Heima, what is meant by the holy that are in the earth. Even the patriarchs were not called Kedoshim, holy ones, until they were laid away in the earth. For it is said in Job 15:15, behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones, his set apart ones. When did Elohim show that he had put his trust in them? When he said to Moses in Exodus 32 and 13, go and gather the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, together and say to them, Yahuwah Jehovah, the Elohim of your patriarchs, your fathers, the Elohe Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov. Here in Exodus 3:16, it was upon these that Moses leaned when he prayed in Exodus 32 and 13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants. Exodus 32:13. Rav Sinius said, had the patriarchs, the fathers, in their lifetime desired their abode to be in Shemaim, in heaven, they could have had their wish. Nonetheless, until they died, yea, until their tombs above them were sealed with the top stone, even they were not called Kedoshim, holy ones. Rav Aha Bar Papa had taught, what is meant by the verse in Job 24:22? He draweth away the mighty also by his power. he draweth away the mighty also by his power. It means that the yetzer hara'a, the inclination to evil, by its power draws even the mighty away. Who are they? The generations of Enosh, or Enosh, the generations of Enosh, the generation of the flood, the generation that saw the dispersion of the races of humanity, of mankind, and the people of Sodom, of Sodom. And so it is said that even if a righteous man rises up, he trusteth not in the living. That is to say, as long as the righteous is among the living, Elohim trust him not. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu atavotam achira maharu. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu atavotam atavotam. Yerubu atavotam. Now, this multiply sorrow for all the children of men, all the children of Adam, of humanity, saying to them in Genesis 3:17, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And also in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy travail. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribona shel ha'olamin, master of the universe, of the universe, thou didst multiply sorrows even for the patriarchs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idle one, the blessed be he, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood? Verse 4, today's daily psalm, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Balasik nisakehema midam ubalesai eta shemotam Allah sifatai. What is meant by this? Here, Elohim refers to the traditional practice described in a Mishnah, which reads, quote, upon the lower half of the ramp of the altar, on the west side thereof, Kohanim priests placed portions of the lamb that was offered up and salted them. Then, leaving the ramp, the Kohanim, the priests, went back to the chamber of hewn stone there to recite the Shema, the Shema. Another comment on their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua at Abotam. David said, quote, thou didst multiply sorrow for the generation who in a time of persecution died to hallow, to set apart thy name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than blood? Balasika Nisa Kehem Midam? In verse 4, that is translated elsewhere, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. The blood of those who died to hallow, to set apart my name, the Hashem, is of more worth to me, to I, than all ritual offerings. Rav Lewi taught in the name of Rav Ibbi, suffering is divided into three portions. One, the patriarchs and all the generations of men took. One,
the generation that lives in the time of Hadrian's persecution took. And one, the Lord Messiah will take. What did they use to do to the generation that lived under Hadrian's persecution? They fetched iron balls, brought them in a white heat, and put them into the armpits of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, who were thus slowly done to death. Or they fetched sharpened reeds and drove them under the nails of the Bnei Yisrael, under the nails of the sons of Yisrael. And in these ways, they died for the hallowing, the holying, the setting apart of the Hashem, of the name. Yerubu Atzobotam. Ahir Maharu. Bala Sikh Nisukehem Nidam. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu Atzobotam. Another comment. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the men who hasten to come into thy door and delay their departure thence, they are, for them thou hast multiplied sorrows. Any one of these men, when commanded, quote, pour a libation to another and other God and other Elohim, would answer, I will not pour it. When commanded, bring offerings to another and other God, another Elohim, he would answer, I will bring no such offerings. Quote, drink a libation out of a wine, red glass, water, mere water. He would answer, I will not drink it. Make a vow in the name of an other God, another Elohim. He would answer, I will make no such vow, for Moshe Rabbeinu, our master, has charged us, charged I and I in Torato, his Torah. Make no mention of the name of other Elohim in Exodus 23 and 13. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Yahweh Jehovah is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Balasika nisakehem amidam u balasai eta shemotam ala sifatai Yahweh menata chelkiya wikosi. Psalm 16, verses 4 and 5. Thou layest upon me, upon I, my lot. Ata to mik gorali. Ata to mik gorali. Thou maintainest my lot. The I, ata, the I male layest upon me, my lot. Ata Tomika Gorali. Rav Yehuda, Judah taught in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish that the Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of Israel, said, this was the portion laid upon me, upon I, at Sinai. Lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chivali. Nafaluli Banamim. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Psalm 16 verse 6. The lines are two. The written Torah, the written law, and the oral Torah. Word, sound, and power Torah. Chivalim. Nafaluli Banamim. Lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Rav Phinehas taught, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. It means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, when thou the I didst divide by lot the portions for the nations,
for the nations and nationalities of the world, my lot fell in pleasant places. Bana Amin, Nafluli, fallen for me, Chavalim, the line, Chavalim, Nafluli, Bana Amin, are fallen for I in pleasant places. For the scripture says in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, When Elyon, the Most High, Elyon, divided to the nations their inheritance. And then goes on to say, Yahweh, Jehovah's portion is Amo, is his people. Yaakov, Jacob, is the cord of his inheritance. In Deuteronomy 32 and 9. As a man might say, such and such a woman fell to the lot of such and such a man. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afa nachlata shafra alai. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afa nachlata shafra alai means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, because I take delight in my heritage, the divine heritage, it is made goodly for me, for I. Reading these words, the heritage of his goodliness, the heritage of his goodliness is upon I. Rav Yohanan took them to mean as a reward for keeping the commandments. Elohim's kavod, kubr, is upon I. Evarek eti Yahuwah asher yeh'atani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Evareka eti Yahuwah asher yeh'atani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given I counsel. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins instruct me, my kidneys, my reins instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, kila yotai, instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. According to Rav Samuel Bar Nachman, this verse refers to Abraham. For Rav Samuel Bar Nachman used to say, no father taught Abraham, no master taught him. Then who taught him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Rav Simeon ben Yochai declared, this verse proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided Abraham with two reins that welled forth wisdom, chokmah, and bina, and understanding, overstanding. You can see for yourself that this is so. For when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself between the halves of a heifer to Abraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Abraham see four things. HaTorah, the Torah, direction, instruction. HaHekal, the temple offerings, korbanot. Gehenna, and the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. And the proof that Elohim allowed Abraham to see HaTorah is in Genesis 15 and 17. The words, a lamp of fire passed between these pieces. Fire, clearly referring to Torah, energized direction instruction, as in the verse in Jeremiah 23 and 29. Is not my word like as fire? Aish, it's such. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see Hahekal offerings, the korbanot, the words in Genesis 15 and 9, take me a heifer of 3 years old. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see Gehenna, the Gennahinnom, the words in Genesis 15 and 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see the darkness, the disillumination, the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. Genesis 15 and 12 testifies with the words, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. For further commentary upon this matter, see I and I exposition of the first psalm. Hear, hear, hear to verse 8. Chiwiti Yahuwah le negadia tamid ki ni balai mot. I have set Jehovah always before I. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shaviti Yahuwah le'negadiyah tamid. I have set Jehovah always before me. Kiya miminiya. Surely he is at my right hand. Balayimot. I shall not be moved. I have set Jehovah always. And always before me, Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi tamid. Rav taught in making a bracha, a blessing, a baraka, a man is required to say, Baruch atah Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai, for a bracha wherein Hashem's name, Adonai's name, is not mentioned, is no baraka. As scripture says here in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set Yahuwah, Jehovah, always before I. Shaviti Yahuwah, le negadi, before I tamid, always. Both Rav Zera and Rav Yehuda taught a baraka, a blessing wherein Elohim's kingship is not mentioned, is no baraka. A blessing wherein Jah's kingship is not mentioned is no blessing. For it is said, I will extol thee, I, Elohai, Melakai, oh, my Elohim, my King. Rav Rakaya commented, what you say applies only to blessings, such as the blessings over fruit, or the blessings, the baraka, the berkot, or at the performance of commandments. In general worship, however, as long as a man mentions the Hashem of Elohim, he has done his duty. Surely he is at my right hand. Kia mimi. I shall not be moved. Bala emot. Psalm 16 verse 8. This verse proves that setting matters right according to the precepts of Torah, according to the precepts of Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, was always David's concern. Thus, like this, though all the kings of the east and of the west were seated in their glory before David, he was not ashamed even when abortions were brought before him, but would examine them and say, this one was a male, or that one was a female. Quote, the mother of this one should regard herself as unclean for 40 days, or the mother of that one should regard herself as unclean for 80 days, end quote. It was of such matters that he said, even of thy tokens for ritual purification, I speak before kings and am not ashamed. In Psalm 119, verse 46. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. Lakein samach libi vayagel kavodi. Therefore my heart is glad. Lakein samach libi. Samach libi. Lakein. Therefore lakein. Therefore samach libi. Therefore my heart is glad. Vayagel kavodi. And my glory, kavodi, rejoiceth. Vayagel kavodi. Psalm 16, verse 9. Rav Abahu commented, at the very moment that small-minded man proposed to make use of kavod, of kubr, of glory, it is removed from them. Another comment, therefore my heart is glad, glad in words of Ha Torah, Lakein, Samach Libi, glad in the words, Devarim of Ha Torah, and my glory rejoiceth, Vayagel LaKavodi, rejoiceth in the Lord, Ha Adon Moshiach, in the Lord Messiah, who will rise up out of me, out of I. Of this it is written in Isaiah, Isaiah 4, verse 5. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari yishkona la betach. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari, surely my flesh yishkon will dwell la betach, in confidence, in confidence, in safety, dwells in safety, even after Mot Mavet. Rav Yitzhak said, this verse proves that neither corruption nor worms had power over David, over David's flesh. For thou wilt not abandon my soul in the nether world. Psalm 16, verse 10. Ki lo ta'ezova nafshia lishol, for thou wilt not abandon nafshi, my psyche, she lishol, in the nether world, in sheol, in the grave his flesh will not dissolve like dust, neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titen chasedeka lirota shachat. Neither will thou suffer the eye chasedeka, chasedeka, the eye chasid, chasedeka, the eye chesed, the eye merciful one. Lirot, to see, shachat, to see, shacht, shacht, shait, shachat, to see the pit. A merciful man, a chassid, will not even get the smell of the gan, the gan hinna, of the Gehenna. We're not even get the smell of Gehenna, and this is a term where the garbage of Yerushalayim was thrown over into this garden that belonged to a man named Hinnom, and this becomes a word picture of what ones would call the hell or the fireplace where the rubbish will be burned up. So a merciful man will not even get the smell of the Gen of Hinnom, Gehinnom called Gehenna. Another comment on neither wilt thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titen hasedeka lirot ashachat. Another comment. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, calls Himself merciful, as chesed, mercy, loving kindness is one of His attributes, as it is said, for I am merciful, saith Yahuwah Jehovah in Jeremiah 3:12. How could David presume to call himself merciful, as when he says, keep my soul, for I am merciful, in Psalm 86:2. Rav Huna explained in the name of Rav Iskendri, Alexandri, a man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled is called merciful. A man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled and ridiculed is called merciful. And because David heard himself reviled and remained silent, he was right in calling himself merciful. Thou wilt show I, the path of life. To di'ayni orach chayim. To di'ayni, thou wilt make me to know. Thou makest I to know. Cause I to have the da'at, the knowledge, the gnosis. To di'ayni. Told the A-I-N-E, me, I, told the A-I-N-E, Orach Chaim, the Orach, the path of Chaim, of life, of lives, of liberty, Orach Chaim. According, here, Psalm 16, verse 11, according to Rav Yudan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the Universe, Ribon Hashem HaOlamim, show me the path of life. Toda'ini Oracha Chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Desires thou life? Look as from a watchtower to fear, to reverence Yahuwah Jehovah. Since the reverence, the fear, the respect of Yahuwah of Jehovah prolongeth days, as it is written in Proverbs 10:26. According to Rav Azariah, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me the path of life. Toda'ini Orach HaChayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replied, Desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower for the meaning of affliction, as is written in Proverbs 6:23, since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. Since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. According to Rab, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, replies thus like this. Desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to Torah, to Jah's direction, instruction, since she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that holdeth her fast, that holdeth her firm. Proverbs 3:18. According to Rav Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask David, wouldest thou eat without working? Keep the commandments and thou wilt feast. For it is said in Proverbs 4:4, keep my commandments and live. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Soba semahot et paneka. Sova, sova, soba, soba, soba. Semahot et paneka. In thy presence, thy face, thy perception, paneka, is the fullness, is the soba, soba, soba of joy. Soba semahot, soba semahot, fullness of joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. Do not read soba, some say fullness, but sheba, seven. This verse, the verse, thus refers to the seven companies of righteous men whose faces shall shine like the sun, like the moon, and so on. As explained in the commentary on the psalm, in Jehovah have I taken refuge. Another comment, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Ne'imota miyaminika netzach. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. In thy right hand. Biyaminika, biyaminika, minika. In thy right hand. Bliss. Ne'imot, pleasantness. Ne'imot biyaminika netzach. For evermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. The companies of the righteous, the tzaddikim, will be arrayed in the form of the menorah, ha-menorah, the lampstand of ha-hekal of the temple, the tabernacle, which is described in Scripture as having two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof in Zechariah 4 and 3. Which of these companies is the most excellent and best loved? The one standing upon the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one alluded to as arrayed upon the right side of the bowl. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. Two Amoraim differed as to the kind of man standing at the right hand of Elohim. One maintained, they are men in whom is the strength of Torah, of John's direction, instruction, and teaching of his majesty, of which it is said, at his right hand was a fiery law in Deuteronomy 33 and 2. The other maintained, they are scrupulous copyists and teachers of children who dwell in the...